Hi, just so you know, you're on the podcast.
What the fuck?
People love the last one.
Who's people?
People who listen to it.
Oh, wait. Man, hold on. I'll call you back.
Why?
I'll call you back.
No, you won't. You're going to have Tom call and make me answer.
Stop. I will call you back.
Okay.
Robin Dixon City speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a quick question. I'm part of a food review podcast, and we were wondering if we would be able to record ourselves while we sat and dined at your restaurant.
Give me 1 second, and I will grab a manager so you can ask them.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hi.
Hello.
I'm back, and my manager cannot come to the phone right now because we are in the middle of a food rush.
Okay.
But what is your name so she can call you back?
My name is Tom Henry.
Tom Henry?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. You have the phone number you already have?
Yes, it's 5.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hej och varmt välkommen till Sleepy Time Tea Podcast. Welcome to Sleepy Time Tea Podcast. You're listening to Tom Henry and Norman McKinney.
Thank you to Sarah from Sweden, our European listener. Doc? Sarah, du är bäst, I believe is the Swedish way to say thank you. I don't fucking know.
Isn't that what's the name of that band? Rammstein song?
That's du hast.
Oh, okay.
Du hast mich?
I don't know.
Du hast mich som en frog.
Is that the actual lyric?
No, I don't know.
I've never seen that movie.
I don't speak German,
dude. I've never seen the movie that's in.
Which movie?
I think it's Triple X.
Oh, no, that's Fire, like Fire Freely or whatever the song is.
Oh.
They're doing like a whole concert in the beginning of that movie.
Mm.
I like Triple X.
I never saw it.
Did you ever see Triple X State of the Union?
No, I was confused when Ice Cube became an action star.
I think it was after Are We There Yet?
Sure.
Did you ever see that one?
I haven't, but I really want to. I want to watch the first one.
Oh, yeah, there's Are We Done Yet, right?
Yeah. But then they made it into a TV show on TBS with like, I think Terry Crews.
That might be a thing.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Ice Cube as an actor.
I do too.
I like Friday.
I never saw it.
You've never seen Friday?
The number of Ice Cube movies, now that I'm thinking about it, that I've actually seen are not...
Boys in the Hood?
No.
What?
It's like 20.
John Singleton is the youngest man to ever be nominated as Best Director.
Oh, that's cool.
Rest in peace.
Is he dead?
He died, yeah.
Oh.
He died like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh.
You've made some good movies, dude.
The only Ice Cube movies I think that I've seen are 21 and 22 Jump Street.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, I forgot he was in those.
I can't think of it.
Which one of them dates his daughter in that?
Jonah Hill.
His daughter's attractive in that movie.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. God bless her.
So, yeah. Thank you for the opening. We also received some cool fan art.
Here's what I was thinking when I posted it.
You want to call it fart?
I so do want to call it fart.
All right.
Hashtag fart, dude.
Yeah, we can call it fart.
Okay. Thanks for the fart.
Yeah,
John.
We got some Sleepy Time Tea fart. I'm not 100% sure. What are his handles on?
Let me just do a quick look. Let me look on Sleepy Time Tea Podcast on Instagram.
And what's the handle?
You should follow.
What's the handle for that?
Sleepy Time Tea Podcast.
So at Sleepy Time Tea Podcast on Instagram. Please go follow us.
We don't have a Facebook because Facebook's evil, and we don't have a Twitter because Twitter's annoying.
That's true.
But John is JG Illustrations. He just revamped his art making Instagram and life, I suppose.
Sure.
And he's a beautiful, beautiful man, and I love him very much. Even though I've only met him once.
And what is his actual Instagram name?
If he wants us to say that, it's goodnight_October.
Fair enough.
And I'm not going to ask him before the podcast goes up. So, John, I hope you like your new followers.
Yeah, like the three that I'll get. But listen, thank you. That was wonderful.
We have 126 followers, friend.
I know, but it was very nice. We didn't ask for it, but it just kind of, you know, happened. And I love that. I love that we have something that...
Guys, we want your farts.
We do. We want your farts.
I like that it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland looking.
Yeah, no, it's like Beetlejuice. Like the background is like...
It's like very Helena Bonham Carter.
Like Tim Burton almost.
Hell, it's very Helena.
Yeah, it's very like Tim Burton almost.
You like the Tim Burtons, man.
No, not really. I used to.
You do now.
No.
We always will. Speaking of, this is the... Pee-wee...
He's playing at the Cinemark. I know, I looked it up today.
Nope, wasn't even going to say that.
Oh.
Pee-wee, the show wasn't before the movie. The movie was before the show, but there was a live show, a live like theater show that he started before they made the movie.
Okay.
Then the movie turned into the show.
Did Phil Hartman create the character for the stage or just for the movie?
Phil Hartman is a dead guy that is not
Phil Paul Hartman Rubens. Created
Paul Rubens.
Pee-wee Herman.
When?
In the 80s. Look it up. I'm looking it up right now.
I love Phil Hartman.
I know. That's why you should know this.
Phil Fartman.
Oh.
Hartman.
While he's doing that, I'm just going to also say, you know, if you want to follow us on Instagram, we're at Sleepy Time Tea Podcast. If you want to have you record yourself doing an opening for us, we're trying to get as many people as we can to avoid repeats or just get everybody involved. You could either get in touch with us on Instagram or email us at, I think it's sleepytimepodcast@gmail.com.
Sleepytime Tea Podcast.
What did I say?
Sleepytime Podcast.
All right. So it's at our sleepytimeteapodcast@gmail.com.
The Pee-wee Herman character was developed by Rubens into a live stage show titled The Pee-wee Herman Show in 1980.
My guy. If you don't search for Phil Hartman,
I typed in Phil Hartman Pee-wee, and this is the information I'm getting.
Okay, we'll keep reading then.
On the Wikipedia, the genre is comedy, created by Paul Rubens, presented by Pee-wee Herman, starring Paul Rubens, Lawrence Fishburne, Lynn Marie Stewart, Phil Hartman, some other person, and some other person. Let's keep going. The network approached Rubens with an ill-received cartoon series proposal. In 1986, Rubens assembled a supporting troupe that included ex-Groundlings cast members from the Pee-wee Herman show, Phil Hartman, John Paragon, Lynn Marie Stewart, Lawrence Fishburne, and S. Epitha, whatever. So, Phil Hartman was a part of it, but he didn't create it.
He wrote the sketches. He wrote sketches.
He wrote sketches, so he's part of the troupe. The Groundlings troupe. Yeah, that's
fine. So, he helped, like...
You said he created him.
Well, whatever. You still, said
all right. Well, fuck off.
I'm going to cut all this because you're a cunt.
Hey,
listen,
whoa,
I know.
Language.
I know. I can go to Wikipedia.
That's for our European people.
There you go. Just so we having some inclusion.
You know what I really liked?
I don't know.
The Pee-wee Herman Broadway show.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago.
It's on HBO Max. See that in real life? I mean.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I just love Pee-wee.
Yeah.
I heard they're supposed to do a new show.
I thought I heard that too. That last movie that he did for Netflix was good.
Oh, holy fuck. I totally forgot about it. With
the balloon and Joe Manganiello.
Yeah. The guy that played Death. Did you watch the Snyder Cut?
I didn't. No, I won't.
Bro.
I don't think I will. It comes in waves of like, I'm curious, and then I don't want to waste 4 hours.
It's a waste.
Yeah.
It truly is.
My coworker said that she enjoyed it, but she wasn't like invested and didn't really care.
Well, like you saw the regular Justice League.
No, never.
Oh.
I don't give a shit about DC at this point.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah, it's Shazam.
Okay, other than that and Black Adam, which they just cast Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, he's Dr. Fate, dude. So far they've cast Dr. Fate, Hawkman.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclone and somebody else. I forget who the other person was, but it could be good. I hope. It's The Rock.
Yeah.
And apparently
Shazam was good.
I liked Shazam a lot.
I liked it a lot.
I liked Shazam a lot.
I liked that and Wonder Woman a lot.
The first Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the second Wonder Woman, but like it's just like it's kind of like
yeah.
It didn't bring the character anywhere.
No.
So it's like whatever.
It kind of made.
I didn't like Aquaman.
I didn't see it.
I'm not excited for The Flash because I don't like Ezra Miller.
I hate Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
He's a creep.
Yeah.
I've heard creepy things, and he's a creepy man.
Well, in like 3 years, when people decide to believe it.
Yep.
Like Thomas Middleditch. Rest in peace.
Fuck that guy.
I
always trust T.J. Miller. T.J. Miller didn't like him, left the show.
No, T.J. Miller left the show because he fucking, like, went insane and called in bomb threats at an airport.
That was after. And that was at I was on a train.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
I love T.J. Miller.
Jesus Christ. I hate him.
You hate T.J. Miller?
I hated him, and then I liked him, and then I just don't care anymore. Like, I don't care. He doesn't do anything anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't, and that's a shame, because he was in Yogi Bear 3D.
He had... Have you ever listened to him talk about that experience?
Yeah, many times.
Like his brain tumor or whatever? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's insane.
He's... When Silicon Valley started, mm-hmm. I was like... T.J. was like the top of the... Remember when we met... the bassist from Pup, and sure. Like you couldn't like say a goddamn word to him.
Sure,
that's how I would have been like T.J. Miller.
Yeah.
And people, but like, he's just like a dude that's like at like a comedy store. You know what I mean? And I would have been like, I'm gonna. That was me blowing him. Give him the old Popeye.
All right. Oh, that's Goofy.
Yeah. Did you know like where Goofy came from? I just saw like a TikTok. Like, he was, like, a stereotypical, like, racist character originally.
No, I didn't know that.
He looked, he was based off of, like, the representation of, like a Southern African-American person. Like, if you see the drawings of him and stuff, yeah. it's like a simple...
Like, the original, yeah.
Like when Walt Disney made him. Because Walt Disney hated Goofy.
Right.
Hated Goofy.
I know he didn't want him to be as... Because it was only for, like... It was, like, he was the character that got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but... Goofy movie's arguably the best Disney movie.
Very underappreciated.
I think I went to Hot Topic the other day, as I was just saying.
Brag.
There's a Powerline?
Mm-hmm.
Powerline shirt in the store.
I have a few. I don't...
But, like, it's 2021.
No, I know.
There hasn't been any Max Goofy movie. Max's, like, insanely, for some reason, hot girlfriend.
Roxanne, yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Who is the fat kid?
PJ.
And then who's like the French chick that PJ, like, she had the beret?
She's not a French chick. She's just like a nerd.
She just wore a beret?
Yeah.
But she was hot too. She liked the fat cat guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like a fat cat guy.
Pretty sure they're dogs.
He looks like a cat. He has little tiny ears.
Yeah, he's got the tiny ears.
What's his dad's name?
Pete. PJ is Pete Jr.
Is he a big... maybe he's like a bulldog.
Yeah.
Cause like he's bigger up to, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Let's talk about pizza in movies.
Oh, dude.
Because the pizza in a Goofy movie will forever be Ninja Turtles. Makes me want like the cartoon.
Oh really? Because I was
even
though no,
I guess the movie.
Yeah, when he gets it on Splinter's head and the cheese is dripping down his head.
Oh, my God,
I love pizza. Speaking of that. Do you want me to air fry some Nardones? We could try it live on the podcast.
You're going to hate me.
Why? Did you do it?
I did.
You fuck.
I know. 7 minutes at 350 is fucking incredible.
So do you want to do that?
Yeah.
My idea was this. We try it three ways.
Mm-hmm.
Microwave, which that's my favorite way.
Yeah.
Oven.
Yeah.
Conventional oven.
Sure.
Air fry.
Yeah. I don't know about doing it on here just because I don't think people want to hear us chew.
I know for a fact that at least one person wants to hear us eat food. We don't have to be like sitting here like eating the entire thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to edit this.
Okay.
And I hate hearing us breathe.
No one else hears it.
So I don't want to hear us.
It's just us because we hate ourselves.
Okay.
Listen, welcome to Therapy Cast.
You can't hear this. Be silent for a minute. You can't hear this?
Well, you're breathing into the mic.
Well, where else am I going to breathe?
When we're talking yeah, regularly,
this is fine.
We hear it because we're insane.
Yeah.
Well, now you're making it happen. What's in his mouth?
I don't know.
Eh, fuck him. Hey, 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 hey! Come here.
What are you doing?
Get over here.
What are you doing?
Get over here.
What are you doing?
Bring me that thing. Give me that thing right there. Give me that little piece of paper right there. Okay.
So you posed a question to me.
Yeah. What was it? I forget.
To come up with two truths and a lie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I asked on the Instagram, at SleepyTimeTPodcast, please follow.
And you know what? While we're on the subject,
okay,
if you like the podcast,
oh, right,
please share it. Please.
Please.
Even if you're like hanging out with your bros and you're like, yeah, bro, check out this. And like, you just play 5 seconds of Amanda telling you, Norman's sister, telling you that she farted while she came.
Oh, come on!
I mean, that would be funny, and people would want to listen to that.
I did play that. I told you I played that for the my little like crew of people at work.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
My wife doesn't laugh at anything that I do.
She laughs at me a lot.
Yeah, but
I think it's because she feels bad for me.
That was the first time where like I saw her like I felt like she couldn't breathe.
Yeah,
that was funny.
I genuinely couldn't breathe in that moment.
Yeah,
that was fucking hilarious.
I wasn't expecting that.
No,
that like she licked somebody's toe. Nope, she farted.
Oh my god, and then the MAGA MAGA thing.
Oh my god,
I don't know what planet I was on, dude.
You were far away.
But, like, because I say MAGA.
Yeah. Do you actually?
And yeah. It's,
in I real life,
yeah, you yeah, say yeah, yeah, MAGA. Yeah. Like, now, stone sober, MAGA. I've never said MAGA.
Right.
I've always said MAGA, because makes sense to me.
Right.
Now, we're not going to go through the whole...
I'm not going through
rigmarole
again. Right.
But, yeah, then, like, for some reason, my brain was like, no, turn that around. And then you're like, what?
But yeah, so if you
follow us on Spotify, follow us on Google Play, fucking rate and review us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Or 4.5 if you think.
No. So far we have only 5-star reviews, and I would like to keep that going up. The more that it's like rated, reviewed, and liked and followed and this and that, the more it'll be put out on like explore pages and stuff for people to listen to us. Mm. And the ultimate goal for Tom and I,
that's me,
is to be fat pieces of shit and not do anything except for this podcast.
Think about this, guys. We could bring you quality content from restaurants.
Yes.
From carnivals.
Oh, they're doing a carnival in the Viewmont Mall parking lot.
I'd set up in the middle of the fucking street and do a live one. I don't care.
Which street?
Right out there. I don't care.
Mulberry.
Middle of the highway.
What?
Middle of the highway.
We could do it like right on the end of, on the corner of like 476 there.
It may have set it up like it's like a lemonade stand.
We'd get arrested for that one.
Would we?
It's a turnpike, so it's like a paid route.
Oh.
You're not really allowed to be on that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Unless you're driving.
I like the mall parking lot.
I like the mall parking lot too. And just have like a tent and people can show up.
We could set up.
We should have went to Rita's the first day of spring.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to do? Oh, two truths and a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to start?
No, I don't have any ready yet.
Oh, I don't either.
I thought you said you wrote them down.
Yeah, in my brain.
Oh, okay.
No, I do.
I think this is going to be a little different. It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Alicia, our Russian friend.
Ooh.
But like we know each other. So what could be
I don't tell you everything.
Well, I mean, yes, you do.
I tell you most things.
Yeah.
I don't tell you everything.
All right, well, then throw it at me. Let's see what happens.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Okay, so I shit my pants on my honeymoon.
Okay.
At Epcot.
Okay.
Blacked out in New York City on New Year's Eve without a cell phone. And I went out to eat at Januzzi's, which is a pizza place locally, and didn't have my wallet, so I dined and dashed.
The second one's the lie.
What was the second one? The New York City one?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me the story.
We were with some friends in, I think it was Harlem, on New Year's Eve. We were planning on going to a... This is actually kind of a fun story. Not fun, but... So we were planning on going to a club.
Okay. What was the club?
I don't know.
Okay.
I could not tell you.
Okay.
But I was trying to hook up with a girl all night.
Oh. Do I know who it was?
No, you don't. She's from... Well, she lived in Georgia.
I lived in Georgia.
12 years ago. 11 years ago?
Maybe we crossed paths.
Might have been just 10 years ago. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So
she had tenure is what you
said. She did. She had tenure. So I was trying to mack on some biddies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And well, her ex-boyfriend was at the party, which was weird. But at one point she spilled wine, red wine on her blue dress.
Oh.
And unbeknownst to me, our friend friend of the podcast.
Oh.
He was telling this girl all night that I enjoyed the presence of men.
Oh.
And so we went into the bathroom to try and get the stain out of her dress.
But she had the preconceived notion that you were homosexual.
She, well, okay. Sort of. So she wanted to.
To finagle?
Yeah. But I was like in, like, mother mode. I was like, we gotta get the stain out of your dress. Where's the hair dryer? You should have
added a stain to the dress,
I know.
Dude.
But, so, but I was very drunk and I was more worried about, like, getting, like, helping her, whatever.
Sure.
So then we got taxis and we were going to this club. And she got in a taxi with, like, her boyfriend, so I started, like, running after.
Oh, she had a boyfriend?
Ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
So, like, I was just, like, running down the streets of Harlem, like, trying to, like, I don't even know. I don't know. I was drunk and I just ran away. It's not really that great of a story now that I'm telling it.
Okay, so you were in New York.
Blacked out in New York. New Year's Eve.
Without
a cell phone.
Girl wanted to hook up with you, and you said, Mama took care of you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially.
That's a very Tom Henry thing.
And then I found out the next day that Ryan was telling her.
So she didn't, like, but does she know now?
She knows now, yeah. We talked for, like, a little bit after, but.
Okay.
I don't know, she was
weird. Was this during one of our breakup periods?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one was shitting yourself at Epcot.
Yep, shit myself.
And the other one.
And the other one was Januzzi's Dine and Dash.
I feel like I remember you telling me you shit yourself at Epcot.
Okay.
Did you shit yourself at Epcot?
Absolutely.
Did you?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Well, you would never do Januzzi's dirty like that.
No, I could. Well, okay, so that's kind of... I mean, it's not a full-on lie. Oh,
okay.
We went once and had exact change. I had no money for a tip. I felt bad.
Oh.
So we left, and I did. I felt bad. I still do to this day.
What's the largest tip you ever gave someone? Since that's the smallest tip you've ever given someone.
7 inches? No.
Dude.
Heyo. I'm just picturing a tip of a penis that's 7 inches long.
Oh my god, like just the mushroom?
Yeah.
Awful.
The biggest tip?
Yeah. That you've ever given a waiter or waitress, waiting staff?
I don't know, like $10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why? What about you?
60.
What?
$60.
Why?
The lady was just great.
Oh, that's good.
It was, I told you, I had, like, a ton of money when my mom died.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, fuck it. Like, this, it was at the Olive Garden in Wilkes Barre.
Really?
And this lady was just on top of it, dude. And, yeah, I was like, you know, like, it was more than what the bill was. I was like,
That
was all the cash that was in my wallet. And I was like, there you go.
You made that woman's day.
Probably. I hope so. She blew me in the bathroom after. Sorry. That's not true. Or
is it?
I already have it written, so I can't.
What do you mean you already have it written?
Like my two truths and a lie.
Oh, we'll do it.
So I can't. That one's clearly the lie.
Oh, you have that written as the lie.
No. I didn't write that. I just made that up on the spot. What was the third? Oh, tell me about Epcot though.
It was a hot day.
Yeah. Hold on. Because you're clearly a Disney adult.
Mm-hmm.
You proposed at Disney.
Yep.
And then went to Disney for your honeymoon.
Yeah, we did a Disney cruise. We did the party.
Oh, the Disney cruise is so sick.
And then...
I did that when I was 10.
I proposed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on a family vacation. Then I worked there.
Oh, yeah. We cried. And then you came back 2 days later.
No, it was a month and a half.
I know, but still.
But, and then, yeah, honeymoon. We did the cruise when we did the parks.
Uh-huh.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
But you pooped.
Oh, yeah. So I for some reason, in like our second week of our honeymoon, I got like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I used to not ever go to the doctor. And then, but at this point I was like, I need to, like, I'm feel awful. I need to go to the doctor. So we went to like a Walgreens urgent care, and she was like, you need to rest. And I was just kind of like, nope. So I was very sick on our honeymoon and ended up shitting my pants.
And
But like, it was in like the.
Did you just like walk out of the park?
Ironically, it was no, God no.
Okay.
It was. Where were we? Like the Swedish part of.
Yeah,
bringing it full circle.
Das for Sweden. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. But yeah, so I just found the nearest bathroom and I.
Did you just like clean trowel?
Yeah.
Like you used your underwear. You threw your underwear away, cleaned up.
Yeah.
Smart. Smart.
I wouldn't it's funny call
that
it.
Last week we told a poop story. Now that this poop story, a lot of poop stories with us.
I'm chock full of them.
Yeah. We should have named this podcast the Bowel Movement Men.
BMM.
Yeah.
Or IBS. It could have been. I got nothing. This isn't good. Let podcasting. Me do mine. Yeah, do yours. So two okay. truths and a lie.
Two Let's truths see and a lie.
If I know you better than you know me.
Jerked off in a graveyard.
I know you've done that.
Saw 4 movies in a theater in one day.
I know you've done that.
Bumped into Bill Cosby at a 76ers game.
Okay.
Which one is the lie?
God, you jerk off everywhere, though.
What?
I know the one in the middle. The one in the middle has to be true.
Does it?
Yeah.
4 movies, one day.
I've done 3 in a day, so I know you've done 4 in a day. I'm going to go with the lie is the graveyard.
They're all lies, you dumb bitch. That's the name of the game. No, I never jerked off in a graveyard, but someone we went to school did. Went to school with did.
Tell me. I'll edit it out.
Yeah, definitely bleep his name.
Jesus Christ.
On his way from his house to my house when we were younger. It wasn't that far away.
Yeah.
Stopped off in the graveyard, had a wank for the English friends of ours.
Sure.
And then we hung out, apparently.
Sure.
What's wrong with that? But yeah, Bill Cosby, I bumped into him at the concession stand when the first 76ers game I ever went to was the Lakers game when Kobe and Shaq were together. And it was the sickest thing in the world. He had a big like temple sweater on, Bill Cosby. That was sick.
Did you have a covered drink?
I didn't have a drink or anything.
Oh, okay.
I was just like a little fat kid in a shirt with a Rottweiler on it that looked like a moron.
I'm sure you didn't look like a moron. We all wore weird shirts.
Tom.
Yeah.
I always look like a moron.
No.
I'm like the Hulk in that way.
My secret, Captain. I'm always a moron.
I always look like a moron. Just like my dog. And I don't remember what 4 movies they were, but one of them was Just Visiting.
Oh my God!
Jean Reno or whatever.
Yep.
It was Just Visiting, Pokemon 3. Oh fuck! What were the other two? If I remember throughout the podcast, we can get to it.
The most I've seen in one day was Fantastic Four, the newest one.
Sean, you actually saw that?
Yeah, Shaun the Sheep, the movie, and The Gift.
The Gift, the one with Joel Edgerton?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I love that movie.
I never saw Shaun the Sheep, though. Especially, I know you like those claymation things.
It wasn't good. Because I do. I like that stuff, but it wasn't good.
Well, what are you going to do? What's our time at?
We are at 29 and a half minutes.
Oh.
That's not bad for just some witty banter.
So... how did no one understand my bone marrow movie? It was pretty self-explanatory. You got to go back in time to get the bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to use that to get back to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you're stuck back in time.
Right.
A lot of people were very confused by it, I was told.
I myself am still in denial that it was a thing that happened in my life.
I don't know how. Listen, okay. It's a simple premise.
Mm-hmm.
You and I.
Whatever.
Now that we're good. Now that we're clear. Now that we're good. You and I.
Yes,
right now.
Right.
Accidentally go back in time.
Right. I'm gonna stop you right there. the rest of the words that you're going to say that describe this, I will not pay attention to. I will not entertain the idea now that I am good.
We're good.
Clear.
We're good. Yeah, we're clear.
I will not entertain the idea time travel is fake.
What?
Not fake, but it's... Okay, yeah, it doesn't exist. It's not real.
You don't like Back to the Future?
No.
Really?
No, I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, it's the worst. No, I love it.
You're a jerk off.
I have nothing against time travel. When there's...
What about Timeline?
What?
The movie Timeline.
Oh, I don't...
Is that Paul Walker? Yeah.
I never saw it.
Neither did I. But there's time travel in it. I think Gerard Butler's in that as well.
I think so.
Yeah. What else is time travel? Army of Darkness.
Terminator.
You don't like Army of Darkness.
It's okay.
I love that movie.
I know you do.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh! You and I are Terminators. We go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
We're stuck back in time. Only way to get in the future? Bone marrow.
I just don't understand the bone marrow.
I don't know, because we were talking about skulls.
I know we were talking about robbing graves.
Okay.
But the bone marrow doesn't make sense
to
power the time machine.
Because bone marrow is what makes and destroys the body's blood.
Right.
So there's a certain creation aspect of the bone marrow that our biological time machine uses.
Okay, so
we can't use our own bone marrow.
Because
then we die.
Now
so we use the dead's bone marrow.
This might clear up something.
Okay.
Are we the time machines? Like our bodies are the time
machines. So we have to ingest the bone marrow.
We can get there.
The idea
is fine. My question is, in the scenario that you posited last week.
Okay. It's a good word.
Thank you. Are we the time machines, or are you picturing an actual time machine that runs on bone marrow?
So the reason that I pictured an actual time machine that runs on bone marrow is because of the Mr. Fusion from Back to the Future 2. Where he puts like the banana peel, the beer can, and stuff in. So the way that we discovered the time travel was by using instead of using like trash like they did. Ours was like a biological thing,
right?
And the most pure source were like for the DeLorean was like uranium. The most pure source is from bone marrow. That'll be the easiest thing to get to.
Sure.
Or we use a mashed up baby like from The Vitch.
I don't know what that would do.
Do you ever see The Vitch?
I've seen it, yeah.
Do you like The Vitch?
Not at all.
Okay. I think we talked about that before.
We've talked about it at length.
Did we? On the podcast?
No.
No. For the fans, for the timers? Sleepy Time Tea! Time Travel! Oh, dude, this is a time travel podcast.
Because we talk about nonsense.
Yeah, it's the nonsense podcast.
People want to be
sleepy. Sometimes people are sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go through time.
Sure. With their tea.
And drink some tea. I just had some Arizona green tea.
Shout out
to Arizona.
This episode is sponsored by Arizona.
And Ludacris's Kentucky Fried Chicken, or whatever the fuck he did.
I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it.
Mm.
I posted it on our Instagram.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do
you like the out-of-context things?
I do, but...
Because I don't show them to you first.
No, you don't. Some of them... There was one where there was a picture of me and you... Or no, it was Sam and Frodo.
Yeah, I didn't put that in there.
I know, when I was upset about it.
Well, I only didn't put it in there because it didn't fit.
Because,
like, if you're doing so many...
Right.
The lengthwise and stuff. I'll figure that out though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I do. I like it. There's only like been a few where I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Then you listen through again and go, oh
yeah,
yeah.
The colostomy bag.
Yeah, that was fun.
That one took me a minute.
Yeah, because you asked me what that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and yeah.
I like the one where it's generic, just like a pizza guy, or just like basketball, like clip. I just like put clip art basketball. Oh, man. I like this podcast.
Yeah.
There's only one thing I like more than this podcast.
What's that?
I got nothing, dude.
Okay.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, God. The game or the band?
Is there... What do you mean? There's a game?
Yeah.
What's the game?
Where you jerk off on crackers.
That's called Limp Bizkit?
Do you know what Limp Bizkit is? It was like a form of college hazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought they all... they jerked off on like a biscuit.
Yeah.
And the last person that finished had to eat the biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what that was called?
Yeah.
Is that why they named the band that?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would assume. Did it all for the nookie, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's a chocolate starfish. That's gross. And the hot dog flavored water. That is so gross.
Do you want to do some would you rathers?
I could.
I think that's where our quality content comes in.
Would you rather lick a dried rabbit turd or get pegged?
Hey.
That was submitted by Padding Tom 2.
What an asshole. What was the...
Here's the question. Let me give you a caveat here.
Okay.
Who's doing the pegging?
Oh, whoever.
Anyone of our choosing?
Yeah.
Now...
You'd be able to choose who pegs you.
Okay.
And they can't say no.
Oh!
They
have to consent to it.
Yeah, yep.
Would I rather lick a dry... Because you lick a dried rabbit turd, it's done and over with.
Yeah.
You get
and
pegged.
If it's dried, you really don't.
You get pegged, that sets up a whole lot of, emotions for me from, my, past trauma. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But. However.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's, a hottie with a naughty body, dude.
Right.
And they're, they're into it. I'm into it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I choose.
I don't know which one either. Let's skip it.
I'm getting pegged. Fuck it. What if it's... Who's that blonde... I've been thinking about this blonde girl from the movies.
Okay.
She was in The Innkeepers. She was in a shark movie. Or a piranha movie. The piranha movie. Let me look her up her name. The Innkeepers. Sarah Paxton. Do you know who I'm talking about here?
No, let me pull her up.
Sarah Paxton. God damn it, can't spell words. I still didn't even spell it right. Yeah. This girl.
Yeah.
She could peg me.
Out of everyone in the world.
Out of every human being on the planet Earth.
This random girl.
Yeah. Don't know why. I just really like that Innkeepers movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, it's good. Ty West directed
it. Oh, she's an aquamarine. She's the mermaid.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. The mermaid from Aquamarine. Instead of licking a dried rabbit turd... Which would probably taste like nothing.
Yeah.
And be over and done with. I would rather let someone fully...
Fuck your butt.
Fuck my butt. You've had things in your butt already.
No. Oh, well, yeah.
You That's literally different. Have...
You make it seem in your you ass make it constantly. Seem like it was a sensual thing. I've had scopes.
I'm not saying it was a sensual thing, but I'm just
Did
saying...
Did I tell you?
I'm just... Hold on. I'm just saying you're asleep. Shrug.
Yeah. Did I tell you that they cauterized part of my intestine?
No. What do you mean?
So, the bleeding from my asshole...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
...was being caused... It was caused by, two... growths in my intestine, and they,
cauterized them.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They did biopsies, and they said it was fine.
Okay.
But...
So, that's not Crohn's?
What do you mean?
The bleeding wasn't...
The bleeding's not from the Crohn's, no. The Crohn's is just its own fucking...
Demon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which it sucks today. It feels like someone's just squeezing.
Hell yeah.
Like a hot dog.
A hot dog. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, maybe that's what Sarah Paxton will feel when I give her that fucking that butt.
That's what you would feel from Sarah Paxton because
I'm the one squeezing her hot dog.
With your butt.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll feel this, but her hot dog will feel the squeeze. I mean, she won't because she won't physically have a real human hot dog. It'll just be like an attachment.
Yeah, I've seen the shows. I know how it works.
You've seen the shows?
Isn't Broad City? The one girl. She obsessed with her neighbor, and then they go on a date, and then he wants her to peg him, and he puts it in the, or she puts.
That's a great show, but I've never. I don't
she
think
puts
I've ever
the
seen
like
that.
Dildo in the dishwasher and ruins it.
Oh fuck no! I don't
it's
remember that
so
at all.
Good.
That was a funny show.
I loved it.
So, yeah, who's pegging you is the question. Is your wife pegging you? Did you ever let your Lisa touch your butthole?
No. No one wants to touch my butthole.
No one wants to?
No. It's not... No, okay, that makes it seem like I want people to touch my butthole.
No, that's not... That's,
doesn't mean I don't want people to touch my butthole because of you got blood.
Yeah.
You know, you got these problems.
Yeah.
I'm shitting constantly.
But no, you haven't had blood this entire time.
I mean,
and you've had a, you've had an array. You've had a selection of lovers.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's...
You haven't had one person go, hey, let me peep the hole.
No.
Really?
Not a single one.
I had one girl that was like, can I see it? And I was like, no.
See,
I had like a weird, you know...
That to me is weirder than actually just like going for it.
Asking?
No. Finding
consent?
Like, no, like, can I see your butthole is weirder than just like... A sensual, like, make out, and then you just, like...
But then they just slip a fucking hand down there.
Or something, like, I don't know. But, like, hey, can I see your butthole?
It wasn't like that. It was just like a... Like, well, I never saw one. And I was like, I'm not gonna be the guy. Unforch.
You never saw a butthole?
They had... Well, they didn't at the time,
right, I suppose. Right, I guess. What do you mean at the time?
Well, I'm sure... Perhaps
Did you
now...
show your butthole?
Perhaps now they've seen the butthole.
Oh, that's true.
I've never, Have I? I've not allowed someone the view.
Mm.
Oh God! It makes me feel like Sarah Paxton's allowed. This
the
name of this episode is Sarah Paxton's allowed.
Sarah Paxton. the only people that have touched my butthole are my gastroenterologist.
Sure.
And that's it.
And your parents. When they cleaned you.
All of my family has probably changed my diaper at some point.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Give me a final answer. Turd or peg?
Oh, I'll probably get pegged.
Fuck yeah,
I have a
dude.
Weird thing with
Fuck
poop.
Yeah, dude.
I have a weird thing with other people's poop. Or rabbits, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The older I get,
the
freer I feel in the... Like, I understand key parties now. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what a key party is.
Where you put your keys in a bowl, then you guys all just go fuck each other.
I wasn't invited to those in high school. I don't know.
No. It's an older person thing.
Like elderly people?
I'm not...
I'm asking you because I legitimately don't know.
Like people that are bored in their 40s and 50s.
Okay.
So like when we're in our 40s and 50s...
I guess we'll have a key party.
Are we going to peg each other, dude?
No.
Okay. All right, let me throw another would you rather at you.
All right, let's hear it.
This one's from... Your wife.
My wife.
Would you rather only be able to watch movies and not listen to music, or only be able to listen to music and not watch movies?
Watch movies.
Watch movies?
Yep, because I can put the subtitles on like I normally do, and I can hear, or I can like, I don't care, but like, I'd rather lose my hearing than my vision.
Well, that's not what they're asking. You just can't, you can listen to the movie, but you just can never listen to music ever. That would be so hard. What
Wait
if you're at a restaurant?
A minute. What if there's a soundtrack in the movie? Would you not hear that?
Julissa.
Hey.
Come on.
I'm going to have to bleep that.
Come on. Why? We know her name.
Does the world?
Yeah, you've said it hundreds of times.
Oh, I thanked her last 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. We've said her name plenty of times. Come on.
Baby, I love you.
That scared me.
I'm sorry.
For a moment, I didn't know where that came from. I'd rather watch movies, too.
Yeah.
But
there's something more stimulating.
Music's definitely lost my interest for a little bit now.
Me too. Everything sucks. Listen, if anybody has any suggestions on music...
You know what sucks real bad? The new Data Remember.
If anybody has any suggestions on new music or anything to listen to...
Just listen to fucking Pusha T, dude. Did I tell you I finally fixed my subwoofer?
No.
Oh, dude.
I still haven't heard it.
Unfortunately,
right.
I had to drop. I was so excited to like show it to you today. I took the thing off the wire and I screwed it and I did a whole thing.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Tom's gonna hear this motherfucker. Like, it's gonna play like some like Kendrick Lamar. You'd have been like, wow. Unfortunately, my car's at the shop, which you picked me up from. Thankfully,
absolutely.
Thank
yeah.
God. God bless you.
Yeah.
And wait. So who's gonna peg you though? Sarah Paxton? Both of us, same time?
God, no. Who's going to peg me?
Probably your wife. Let me throw this out there.
That's the safe answer,
let me throw
but
this
let's
out
go
there.
Out like a fantasy.
Let me throw this out there. Julissa, would you peg Tom?
Why, right, yes, I would.
Right into the...
I
that's her voice. Why, yeah. That wasn't British.
What?
Well, yes, I would.
Oh, okay, that's kind of British.
A little bit. I'm sorry to our British fan. Okay.
There's an S.
There's more than one.
I believe so.
Okay. I apologize to anyone from the Europe.
I apologize to anyone who's British. Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Not even a tit or...
Yeah, I've watched movies. Would you rather suck Joe Biden's toes or give a hug to Donald Trump completely naked?
How long do I have to suck the toe for?
Toes.
So I get the whole foot in my
multiple
mouth.
Multiple toes. Maybe one by one.
Uh-huh.
Like, this little piggy went in my mouth. This little piggy went in my mouth. And he's just sitting there like sniffing you the whole time. Dropping bombs. Yeah. I'm going for the hug.
I'm going for the toes.
Really?
I'm going for the toes.
Are you a toe guy?
No. Hate feet.
Really?
I hate feet. I would rather suck his toes.
Then hug a man?
Fully nude?
I don't know.
We just discussed. I don't want anyone to see my asshole, let alone Donald Trump.
Well, he's not going to see your asshole with a hug.
How? But we're still going to get naked.
You take your shirts off. You both drop trousers around your ankles. You hug. Pull your pants back up.
What if I get hard?
What if he pegs you?
Oh my God.
Former President Donald Trump pegs you.
If anybody wants to draw that as some fart, that'd be great.
A fart of you and him pants down?
And him pegging me. Oh no, God.
It's known. I like feet.
Yeah,
they're nice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to suck a toe. Not Joe Biden's toe. Sarah Paxton's. After she pegs me.
What if her, like...
What if she had Joe Biden's feet?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's gross.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
I know you would.
No, what...
I don't know you to turn down a toe.
I've turned down plenty of toe. I'm going to look up Joe Biden's feet.
Do you think there's really a picture?
Have you seen the internet?
No.
Joe Biden's feet did... Oh. All right. Enough is enough. Listen, we need more pictures of Joe Biden's feet, and we need them now. So you're sucking the toes. Or you're hugging the man.
I'm sucking the toes.
That's gross.
I know.
You're fucking disgusting.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I mean, I hate feet. I have no desire to suck on toes. It's just I also have no desire to be...
Naked with Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. But if I get to hug him and leave, I don't care. And be naked. You know what? I just want someone's warm embrace.
Have you ever been outside and, like, been naked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Excuse
you've never
me.
Been naked outside?
I don't think so.
You've never boned outside?
Yeah, I have, but...
That's naked?
Not really.
First of all...
You slip it through the boxers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I drop trow. I like the cold, warm, clean air on my body.
On your butthole. Mother Nature has seen your butthole.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the heat and cold miser. The misers, if you will.
The miser brothers.
Yeah.
What?
I turned them both into hole misers.
Hole misers?
Yeah. We are the hole misers. We're going to peg you. Better. I hate you, dude. But yeah, I've been naked outside. I've been skinny dipping.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never.
Got caught last year.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man. Would you rather eat food with hair in it every time you eat or grow hair on every pore of your body?
Grow hair on every pore of my body.
A full face?
Wolf. Look at this scalp, my guy.
I'm talking every pore. Like, you're growing,
I don't give a fuck.
You're growing
fuck.
Hair out of like the head of your dick.
I don't care. I do not care. I want hair.
Do I get to pick the hair out of the food?
What do you mean?
Eat food with hair in it every time you eat. So, like, do I have to eat the hair? Or can I just, like, pick the hair out of my food? I'm choosing that.
I
don't want hair all over... fuck that. I don't want hair all over me. I don't want a hairy face and shit. Those people scare me.
Well, yeah.
I don't want a hairy pee-pee. Like, imagine a full shaft in hair.
Yeah. I don't care.
Oh.
If that means that I can have a full, thick scalp of hair and a full, thick beard... From my eyes to my taint and to my toes.
Everywhere. To your fingertips.
That's fine. I want that. That's what I want.
Nah, dude.
You're going to argue my opinion?
No, I'm saying for me.
I know, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could... I never. But now my stomach hurts thinking about eating hair.
Would you bite into the food and then you'd find the hair?
Or just
would
like
you see it on the plate and it would it be just one hair?
Like, oh my god, like you're eating into macaroni and cheese and inside the noodle's hair.
Oh.
My stomach hurts.
My stomach genuinely hurts. So listen.
I'm listening. Dude, I'm never not listening. Hey, as a friend, as an ally, I'm always here for you.
Eating at my house is like eating with hair.
Well, you have fucking 600 dogs.
I know.
When you got... Stop with the dogs.
What do you mean?
Too many dogs.
I'm trying.
he's too much, this one. He's so little, yet so egregious.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of food, would you rather be poor but eat anything you want, or be rich and only eat room temperature McDonald's? Room temperature McDonald's.
Be poor and eat anything I want.
Yeah.
Be rich and eat room temperature McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, okay. The thing that sucks about that is that, like, it's not, like, nutritious.
Well, I'm poor now and I eat room temperature McDonald's, so I'd rather be rich and eat room temperature McDonald's.
Just feel. Uh-huh. But then I can't experience, like, good foods.
We've already experienced that. Have you ever experienced being rich?
Yeah.
Have you? Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah, we just talked about it. Literally gave a fucking lady $60. Yeah. That's the one thing. Listen, that's I'll never understand how, like Kylie Jenner is going to leave, like, a $20 tip.
Yeah.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
I'm not Kylie Jenner.
Not you!
I know.
Like, if I was a 30 under 30 fucking billionaire, whatever the fuck, and I go out to a restaurant and order, like, however the fuck much food, but like they have to deal with like the annoyance of your fame.
But she also probably doesn't go to restaurants.
No, this is a real thing. She left a $20 tip.
When?
It was on TikTok.
Oh,
it was on the TikTok.
I just didn't think they go out to eat. I thought they would get it like catered.
Why wouldn't they go out to eat? They're famous for a reason.
For going out to eat?
No, to be famous is to want the attention. Where are you going to get the attention? Out in public.
Okay.
Right?
I guess.
And then you're just going to leave like a shit tip? Like if I was billionaire level money, whatever the fuck money she has.
Yeah.
If I'm going through Starbucks or whatever and like my order is like $5, I'm giving them a $20 bill and they're keeping the rest of it.
Okay.
Right? Every single time.
Right.
Why not? Right?
I've always thought about that too. Or like...
Even when I was working there, I was leaving tips.
For yourself?
Well, it gets split up amongst the tips each week are split amongst everybody that works there.
Yeah.
According to like the time, the hours you worked and how much like was left. Hmm. Tips were pretty good at the one I worked at.
Yeah. That's a busy one.
Yeah. Pretty busy. I miss Starbucks.
No, you don't.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for the drinks?
I don't miss the people I worked with.
Really?
I miss some of them, but not all of them. Some of them just like, it's bad vibes, bro.
Just give you COVID.
That too. Fuck faces. But I survived.
You did. You're a survivor.
I'm never gonna give up.
Just keep on surviving. I couldn't think of
it. Life's a garden, just dig it.
Hey-o!
Alright,
so wait, what was this? Would you rather?
Oh, the be poor and eat anything you want.
Oh, rich. I'll choose rich over anything.
Yeah, because I could eat a fucking room temperature salad every day. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
If truly, that's what it meant.
Ooh, I hope they bring back the fucking McDonald's soup, though.
Oh, the cheddar broccoli.
Dude, why would they get rid of that?
Did you ever have their oatmeal?
Yeah, of course.
It's very good.
I worked there.
Me too.
Oh my god,
for
you did.
Several years.
I worked there for 2 years.
I think mine was two or three.
You worked at the one across the street from your house?
I worked at the one across the street from my house, and then I worked at the one in Danville by the hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were a McDonald's guy.
What other fast food did you work at?
What other fast food have you worked at?
Wendy's for a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What happened there?
So I was really sick.
Uh-huh.
And I went in and I don't know. I didn't like it.
How long did you work there? Like how many hours?
Probably like six.
Okay. So that was the shortest job you ever had?
I don't know. There's been so many. I'm sure that
you and I have had a lot of jobs. We should go through 1 week.
Every job.
Every single job.
All right.
What was your first job? Official on the books job. Not like a, I help my mom do stuff for money. People always say that, like, I was 12 and I was helping somebody do this. Fuck you. What was your first on-the-book job?
The first on-the-book job? Well, I helped my mom for money because she owned a business.
Storms?
Yeah.
That was your first job?
Yeah. I was 15. I think it was 14 when she, like, when we got everybody together to start, like, getting
ready. It was that long ago?
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, senior year.
I mean, it started when we were in, like, 10th grade, 11th grade.
Oh, yeah. I thought it started senior year.
No. Senior year, it was, like, doing well.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we had that dope party.
Yeah, dude.
That was great.
That was sick. That was so much fun.
That was, like, the first, almost like a reunion, where we had, like, everybody that we all, like, really, truly enjoyed in the same place.
Yeah. Wow. I saw the coins in that box right there.
I have one somewhere.
I have a couple. I have some Chuck E. Cheese ones.
I used to have a shirt.
Oh, we should record a Chuck E. Cheese.
We could do that. I don't know legally, but we could do that.
We can't record video and audio together, so if it's just...
audio?
Audio, I think it's fine.
All right.
Unless, like, we have an okay to film on premises.
Mm.
But we don't do any film yet.
Yeah.
I think we should soon.
Eventually. Go ahead with the would you rather, huh?
Right now?
Yeah.
Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
Would I be the only one that's living twice as long, probably?
Probably.
Win the lottery.
Hell yeah. I'd rather live twice as long.
Yeah?
I just like to suffer. Life is a highway. This is a cool one. This is a cool one.
Mm-hmm.
This one right here.
Is it cool?
The one I'm about to read. Would you rather be able to talk to the animals or speak all foreign languages?
Wow.
Right?
Probably talk to the animals.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever try to talk to your dogs?
Yeah.
Me too. I always try to talk to Ozzy.
I was trying, like, I'm like, just say one fucking word.
Yeah. Or, like, the other day I was talking to him. We were laying in bed. And I'm like, dude, if you would just listen, if we could, like, talk to each other, we could make so much money.
Yeah.
We'd be like a traveling dog show.
But he's usually not, like, calm like this. This is nice.
He's snoozy.
It's cute.
It's a nice, calm day.
Yeah.
And he's a calm dog. Yesterday he was a nutbag. Today, calm dog.
Calm dog.
So you would choose to talk to animals?
I would choose to talk to animals.
I think, as much as that would be so sick, it would also be so sick to be able to go anywhere and talk to anybody.
Where are you going to go? You can literally go anywhere. I mean, maybe not this year, but you've had your whole life to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you haven't. And I haven't. What?
What do you mean I haven't?
Like, you haven't gone to, like, another country.
Yet.
Right. But I'm saying, like, what's holding you back? Is the language barrier really holding you back that much?
No.
At least with them, like, if you could talk to pets, you could be like, how are you feeling today? And they could be like, oh, my kidneys are shutting down. And you could prevent their death.
Yeah, but I can go to any country. I can go to that island with the people that kill everybody that goes there.
Mm.
Be like, listen, dude.
Yeah.
Chill. And then I kill them, become their king.
So you'd
kill, oh my god! Yeah, so I'm doing that. I want to be king.
So you'd kill all of them and then just be the king?
Not all of them, but the important ones.
But the important ones.
Yeah. I'm on my path to be a king. I want to be a king.
Hey, you want to do one more?
Let's do one. It's a quiet day.
Yeah. Calm, peaceful. Day. It's been a weird week.
Give me a number from 1 to 100.
1 to 100, I'm going to go with...
Give me a number from 1 to 100.
17
is literally the one I just asked. Give me a different number.
14.
Oh wow, you like them low, huh?
All right, do 72.
72. 72. You like them old, huh? It stops at 66.
You just said 100.
I know. It says it's 100.
And I missed an opportunity to say 69, dude.
Do you want me to just ask you 66?
Sure.
That's not a good one. Would you rather have Rambo or the Terminator on your side?
Terminator.
Exactly.
Why the fuck would you pick
Rambo? That's the stupidest fucking thing.
He's, like, powered by PTSD.
Yeah!
Like, what?
Oh, my God. When you're old, would you rather die before or after your spouse?
Same time.
Same time, same place?
Murder-suicide? Yeah, I've already...
Heads together, one bullet?
Yeah. That's the only way to go.
All right.
We're going to be 84 years old. We're going to be on our dementia deathbed.
Are you guys at the same age? No, she's a little younger, right?
Yeah.
I think so. You got to wait till she's 84.
She's like 2.5 years younger than me.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Almost exactly 2.5 years younger than me.
I'd rather die last.
You really want
to? I like to suffer.
Right. Yeah.
Life is a highway, dude. Okay, this is the final one for the episode. This is a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Would you rather...
Would I rather...
Always say everything on your mind... Or never speak again.
Never speak again.
Really?
Never speak again.
I already always say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of already there too, but I'd rather never speak again.
I like talking.
There's something so, like, just the thought of never speaking again relaxes me.
It kind of, like, freaks me out, though.
Really?
Well, like, if I can't talk anymore, I don't have, like, the one thing... That, like, makes me feel okay.
Right.
Like, I have to talk. I have to say stupid things and jokes and I have to... Beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I say too much stupid shit sometimes.
Oh, me too, for sure.
And I'm very awkward when I say that stupid shit to anyone.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not speak.
I'll talk. I like talking. People tend to...
People like your talks.
People like me. People seem to...
You got that chit-chat.
I have a little chit, a little chat.
Little chit, little chat.
From tiempo to tiempo. Oh, Thomas. Tom. I can't believe we're at 6 episodes in.
We should throw a party.
We should throw a sleepy time tea party.
Yeah. Want to end it?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, bye.
How should we end it, though?